With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is providing an update concerning measurements of radioactivity in Tehran after Israel's strikes against Iran's main nuclear facility.
At a briefing in Vienna, Rafael Grossi says levels outside the complex are presently normal,
indicating no external radiological impact to the population.
The IAEA chief stresses, however, that within the facility, there's both radiological and chemical contamination.
The radiation, primarily consisting of alpha particles.
Grossi's main concern inside the complex is the chemical toxicity of a gas called uranium hexafluoride. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
The head of the IAEA says there is a possibility of both radiological and chemical contamination. The man suspected of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another has been taken into custody. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz made the announcement last night.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter. That's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt.
Bolter is charged now with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Correspondent Julie Walker reports there's been some flash flooding in northern West Virginia.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rain Saturday night killed five people in northern West Virginia, and rescue crews on Sunday were searching for people who were missing as authorities assessed damage to roads, bridges, natural gas lines, and other infrastructure.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Officials said 2.5 to 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within about a half an hour on Saturday night. Authorities said vehicles were swept into swollen creeks and some people sought safety in trees. This is SRN News. The British Medical Association sparks controversy, and Michael Harrington has a report.
The nearly 200-year-old organization is proposing that doctors in the United Kingdom be released from the requirement that they report pedophilia to the authorities if they believe that the relationship is, quote, consensual. Parents groups, conservative politicians, and Christian leaders are all decrying the BMA's plan, calling it irresponsible because it is not possible for a child to give consent to having a sexual relationship with an adult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Satanic Temple, Iowa, has filed a complaint accusing state officials there of discriminating against the group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday display and event. In 2023, the group's holiday observances garnered national attention after a Mississippi man destroyed their Iowa State House display depicting a life-size image of Satan. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Leaders of some of the world's biggest economic powers are gathered in the Canadian Rockies for a Group of Seven summit. Trade expected to be high on the agenda, along with the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran and Russia's war in Ukraine. Millions of Americans are seeing their credit scores suffer now that the federal government has resumed referring missed student loan payments for debt collection. After 90 days of non-payment, student loan servicers report delinquent accounts to major credit bureaus, which use the information to recalculate the borrower's credit score. The Trump administration is directing immigration officers to pause arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels after President Trump voiced alarm about the impact of aggressive enforcement on business operations. Wall Street opened higher this morning. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.